Baseball, it's all 2018. Look, just wanna tip. I don't know another city doing this. Pistols hitting shots, shots, shots. Prices pitching lights out, now we at the top. We the champs doing damage, we the Boston Red Sox.
All right, good afternoon, and welcome to the Red Sox Nation, the Illinois Charter Podcast. I'm your host, Tom O'Shea. Not really a lot of Red Sox news. They just made one minor move, and that was to get a pitcher that I have no idea even existed until today, or until the day that they got him. I don't even know his own name. See, Joel Pamps or something like that. And then they DFA'd Robert Stock. So he's gone. So bye bye. Yeah. So not a lot of news elsewise. No, yeah. So just waiting for the start of free agency. Hopefully, yeah. I believe it starts this weekend. I believe like winter meetings like virtually start this weekend. Yeah. This coming weekend, I should say. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know what to expect. Yeah. We could make some moves. We probably might not make some moves. We better make some moves. I mean, seriously, since we basically just gutted the entire payroll and basically got rid of Mookie and got rid of David Price and basically, yeah, we also got rid of Rosny Castillo's. Remember that dude, Rosny Castillo? Remember him? Used to be that Cuban international player that we got and thought that would be the next best thing, but then turned out not to be. So, yeah, so we are now no longer paying his contract, so that gives us some money. What about Pablo Sandoval? Are we still paying his contract? I don't think we are. So, yeah, we should have some money to go out. There's no excuse. Red Sox ownership and management, High and Bloom, should not go out and get somebody like a Marcelo Ozuna, a George Springer, a DJ LeMahieu, even some pitching, like starting pitching and relief pitching, stuff that we or a position that we really is need of improvement. There really is no need to do that. There really is no need, well, at least no need to do nothing this offseason. But Tom, we need that money for the Liverpool soccer team. No, we don't. We need that for signing players to the Red Sox. No, screw Liverpool. Yeah, school. Screw them. They're not even doing good this year. So, yeah, a boring episode. Well, let's talk about Thanksgiving. So, yes, I met with immediate family and stuff like that. So we got to hang out with, like, basically brothers, sisters, parents, and nephews, stuff like that. And that was just about it. I didn't have extended family, you know. Yeah, didn't happen this year. So, yeah, it was kind of a quiet Thanksgiving. Not a lot going on. So, yeah. Well, what we want to start out with, I kind of want to say what I'm thankful for, maybe, since it is Thanksgiving weekend. Probably I want to be thankful for that I was alive to see the Red Sox win 4 World Series championships in my lifetime. Yeah. Thankful for that. Thankful for someone like David Ortiz. Thankful that I have great family. Thankful that I have a wonderful house. Yeah. Not a lot to talk about in this episode. That's what I mean. I thought we should like just not record this week. Just because of like we just have not really got any news. There's really no news, but I thought since it was Thanksgiving, I thought we should do something. But yeah. Thankful for nephews, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, probably the shortest episode. Yeah. If we call it, you know, you think we should just call it? guess so. I don't know. I just, yeah. Yeah, we probably might just call it. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So, yeah. Sorry, guys, for the short episode. It was just really short. Like, we just had nothing else. No news to go out. It was kind of a dead week. Dead week wise. Hopefully, we get some news this starting this weekend with winter weekend and stuff like that. Hopefully we get some news. Hopefully some off-season moves. Red Sox will make some moves. So yeah. All right. That will be all. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for this opportunity to share and keep doing what I love. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple iTunes. Give us a 5-star review if you can. Follow the show on Twitter. Well, yes, that's also news. We also got Twitter back. Yeah, so we finally won our appeal and we got it back. So follow the show on Twitter at Sox Illinois and then follow my personal Twitter page at junkyarddog_92. We will have that in the details of the episode. And then follow the show on Instagram at Sox Illinois and then send us DMs too if you want DMs read at the end of every episode. And then follow the show on Spotify, Apple, Google, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Podbean, or wherever you get your podcast from. Doesn't matter to us. Sorry, this is a short episode. We just had nothing else to talk about otherwise. And just, I just thought it was just kind of a dead week. So, just going to go short tonight. So, thank you guys. See you. Banyana.
Telling now, did I feel you somewhere, somehow? When you took that last step beyond the door, I can't follow you there. I can't follow for sure. It's a road that you take all on your own, one that don't come back from, and there's no place like home. I wish you were here, how I wish you were here. So far from home, and I wish you were here. I know in my heart, deep inside. This isn't the end. You.